This is our Be Moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am asking a question. Are you waiting on the scales of justice to shift in your favor? And sometimes you may just want to know, when will it be my time? Sometimes when we're waiting for a situation to shift, we may wonder how we should behave in the interim. When I turn to the scriptures, I think about David's life and all he had to endure between the time when he was anointed king and the time he was appointed king. And there are times we might hit a certain milestone and believe we turn a new corner, only to be confronted with more of the same. It is very likely that David felt this same way after he graduated from the shepherd's field to defeating Goliath. Soon after that victory, David had to deal with a jealous Saul who kept him on the run in fear of his life for years. Once Saul was killed, David must have believed, finally, it's my time. Not so quick. He had to deal with Saul's sons, who felt they were entitled to the throne. So David entered into a bloody battle with them for another 7 years. In the end, at God's appointed time, David did take the throne. But while he was waiting on God, he never tried to tip the scales in his favor through retaliation or vengeance. Instead, through it all, he exercised patience and sought God's will at every turn. So if you feel like you're in an unjust situation, you can't wait for it to end, hold on to these words. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. James 5:7. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, your time is coming.